a shave club, you don't subscribe to anything, there isn't any kind of automatic refill options, or the automatic refill are an option, but you're not obligated to buy any of those. You can go online or buy whenever you want, or go to stores and buy those now. For a limited time only, how about this? Listeners to the show, new customers, $5 off the shave set with the Harry's code of Mickey at harrys.com. That means you get the starter set, the five-blade razor, the weighted handle, the foam shaving gel, the travel cover for just $3 plus shipping when you use the promo code Mickey at harrys.com. And join the millions of men who have already switched. Go to harrys.com today. Use the code Mickey at checkout to claim this offer. It is Tuesday. It's 8:05. Our friend Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com joins us. Good morning, Tony. How you doing this morning?
Hello, Mickey. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. I had a texture this morning that it was very early, but I wanted you to kind of speak to it, where they said, what went wrong with McClendon? How come we didn't get him? And my answer was, as Rick Stockstill told me when he was both at Clemson and South Carolina, sometimes they just choose the other school. You know, you do everything right, and guess what? Sometimes they just go to the other place sometimes. Can you make the texture? Anything you can add to the texture about McClendon heading to Georgia rather than South Carolina?
Yeah, I don't think it's anything South Carolina did wrong. I think they led for him for a long time. But in the end, I think his love for the Georgia program and just growing up wanting to be a Georgia Bulldog was too much for the coaching staff to overcome. And that's something you got to run into when you're recruiting the state of Georgia at times, particularly with a guy like McClendon, whose father played there, his uncle played there, his cousin, but he... he's grown up around the Georgia program. And I think South Carolina did a good job of getting on him earlier and making him a bigger priority early on and had a lead for a long time. But, once Georgia turned up the heat on him and made him a priority too, they were able to tap into that love he had for the program and they were able to land him. And I don't think it was anything that South Carolina did wrong, that they could have done differently. They recruited him very well and did a great job, but in the end, he chose Georgia.
Yep. Sometimes they choose the other school. What does that mean to the offensive line board now? Some other names to watch. How many more will they go after? What does it mean to the rest of the board?
Well, it's really two primary guys as of today. Ja'Kai Moore, three-star offensive guard out of the state of Virginia, and Anthony Wiggin, four-star offensive tackle. Junior college player from Lackawanna up in Pennsylvania. And Moore is a guy that I think South Carolina is a significant factor with. He's already taken his official visit to Columbia, and he came back for camp after that this summer and worked with Eric Wolford, and he and his dad especially really had a great time. And I think they're right there in the mix for him. And then Wiggin is a guy that a lot of people have to go to Penn State or Maryland, but I think South Carolina is right there with him as well. He's got a strong interest in playing in the SEC. I think he likes the opportunity for early playing time at South Carolina with the personnel losses they're going to have this year after this season. And he really likes Eric Wolford. He's another one who's already taken his official visit. But I think if he was choosing today, there's a pretty good chance it would be South Carolina. But he's got some other visits to take before he makes that choice.
How has this class of offensive linemen, how is it compared to maybe the last few classes, and how is it really compared to the needs that they have there? How have they done on offensive line in this class?
I think they're doing well. Eric Wolford has a very good idea of what he's looking for in players when he evaluates them. He likes athletic guys. He likes aggressive guys. He likes guys that have the mental and physical makeup of what he's looking for. I think Jalen Nichols fits that bill. Charlotte, a kid 6'5", 6'6", over 300 pounds. He's played primarily defensive tackle to this point in his career, but they think he's got a chance to be a really good offensive lineman at the next level. Mark Fox, down in South Florida, another one that I liked as soon as they saw him and had him in camp and really liked what he did at camp as well. And then Vincent Murphy, as a versatile guy, could be a center or a guard from a great program at St. Thomas Aquinas, also down at South Florida. I think it's a guy who has the look of a future multi-year starter for him. So I think we like the three they have. We want at least four in this class. They would take five if it was the right combination, but I think four is probably the more likely number. If they can get one out of Moore or Wiggin, I think they'd be happy. Somehow they got both, they'd be ecstatic.
As I asked you this last week, I know things are pretty fluid out there now. As the Gamecocks are ready to open camp here in the next couple of weeks, will there be? I know you got some guys that might be looking at coming in. Is there any big storylines out there to follow between now and the opening of fall camp?
The one guy that might decide before then, recruiting-wise, would be Jaden Hill. He's going to visit Florida late this month and wants to render a decision sometime in late July, early August. I think Cameron Smith is going to go in mid-August. Jacquay Soares is a guy who could announce in mid-August. Defensive tackle out of the state of Florida. And then Jalen McCullough has gone back and forth. He's talked on Twitter about maybe making a decision in August. But we talked to him last night, and he told us that he wants to take visits to South Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama, and Auburn before he makes his decision. And he obviously can't do that right now in the dead period. And he's probably going to wait until the fall to take official visits and then make his decision. Teams do for following right now, and there's not really any one particular story we're tracking. I think that the team has had a good summer from what we've heard. I hope to have more specifics on that front here soon. Maybe some of who's some of the standouts were this summer and who performed well in the testing side of things. But, I think Jeff Dillman and his coaches on the strength side of things do a really good job with the team, and I don't think this summer was any exception. And I think the coaches feel good about where the team is with fall practice opening on August 3rd, and I think everyone around the program is just excited and ready to tune up.
Thursday at 11 o'clock Eastern time, Will Muschamp will take the podium at the SEC Media Days. I mentioned many times, I'm not much of the – I think you and I kind of agree with this. A talking season and what's going to be said. Jake Bentley there, Debo Samuel there, DJ Wanham there as well. Is there anything that you need to hear, love to hear, would music to your ears as far as any of the talking phase coming out of Atlanta from the South Carolina side, standpoint?
I really don't think so. I don't know anything specific. I think you're going to see Will Muschamp be pretty confident in terms of how he'll handle things. I think the guys will be sore. Jake Bentley and Debo Samuel and DJ Wanham are three guys that have been through at South Carolina and are guys that this coach staff is depending on. And I think all three are poised to have very good years. Particularly Debo, if he can just stay healthy, I think he's got a chance to have an All-American type season. Of course, him staying healthy has been a challenge. That's been his biggest challenge throughout his career at South Carolina. But if he can put it all together from a health standpoint, I think the sky's the limit for him. I think Jake Bentley's going to have a better year this year with Dan Werner as his quarterback's coach, and the system they're going to be running offensively this year, I think, will help him. And then one of them, I think, is a guy that, he doesn't make the spectacular play very often, but he's just one of those guys that always produces and does exactly what the coach is asking him, and is the kind of guy you can win a lot of football games with, which you can get a lot of guys like him on your team.
Tony Morrell joins us for BigSpur.com, South Carolina, getting ready to open camp in a couple of weeks. I know that they had some guys that they held out of spring. I know it's still maybe some of the questions that would be asked to Muschamp here in the next couple of days. Anybody that we know that might enter with a yellow jersey, anybody that we know that might be a little bit held back as fall camp opens up from a medical standpoint?
Yeah, I haven't checked on that lately. I could see Kalen Dickerson maybe being held out of contact early in camp. But he's a guy that I know they want to test out and just get a good sense of what they can count on for him this year. As soon as he gets that clearance, Jamias Williams had the surgery on his shoulder. I would think he would be pretty close to full speed early in camp, if not from the very start. Haven't heard of other ones right now, but I haven't gotten an injury report here lately. There could be a few guys I'm overlooking there, but those would be the ones I could think of off the top of my head.
Just personnel-wise, academics-wise, true freshman coming in, guys on the team, any expected, and maybe even a transfer before. So any personnel news maybe coming in before camp?
Can't rule out a transfer or two. There's at least going to be some guys that will have eligibility remaining after this season who are going to graduate in December and move on. I do know of that, but it is possible one or two could leave before the start of fall practice. And in terms of academics, I haven't heard of any players that worried about there. They are still waiting on Tyquan Johnson, the wide receiver out of the state of Georgia, who signed with them. Probably going to be later this month or maybe even early August before we have final word on him. If he makes it, absolutely report. If he doesn't, looks like he's headed to junior college.
All right, man. It's almost here. Again, you got that. I know Will Muschamp has some media obligations coming up as well. You guys will follow that. What's coming up on the website? Give us an idea of some things to follow here from thebigspur.com.
Yeah, we're going to continue to cover recruiting very heavily over the course of the next few weeks and even months. Heading into the season, there should be a lot of good recruiting stuff with players who are making their decisions in the month of August. Some of SouthCon's biggest targets that we talked about earlier in the segment, we covered that as closely as we can. And then obviously a lot of teams that practice opening August 3rd, and John Little and Hale McGranahan and John Del Bianco, all the guys on the staff are going to be there day to day, and we'll have a lot of great content. So yeah, a perfect time for anyone out there who's considering to join, just go to thebigspur.com.
TheBigSpur.com. As usual, always appreciate it, man. Looking forward to hearing from you next week as we get to reviewing a little bit and then starting to preview the final week before camp. Tony, have a great day, man. As usual, we appreciate it.
Sounds great. You too.
All right, buddy. That's our friend Tony Morrell of TheBigSpur.com. I cut it short a minute or two because of the connection in there. I think we got most of the pertinent information out there, waiting on what's going to happen down in Atlanta and some of the information that we could be getting out of that. Again, Will Muschamp will go on the podium at 11:10 a.m. on Thursday with Jake Bentley, Debo Samuel, and DJ Wanham coming up the final. As a matter of fact, the final school for the upcoming SEC Media Days. Later in this hour, I'm going to let you hear from, or in the next segment, actually, I'm going to let you hear from Ed Orgeron, the head coach of LSU. And I got some Twitter. Let me do Twitter now, and then we'll take a break. We'll get to Chad, and we'll get to Ed Orgeron. I got a couple of Twitter stuff here to finish up this segment with. At John_Height, H-I-G-H-T, and at Mickey Plyler. Sir Charles writes in, I'll buy your lunch. All you have to do is one entire segment of Joe Tessitore. That was great. Gave me my very first moment of the day. I'm smooth. I can actually do it better. You see this channel doing it? Because you got to do your eyebrows up and be really smooth. To be very plastic is Joe Tessitore.
I am not a Joe Tessitore fan, but a spot-on impression of Mr. Tessitore nonetheless.
When the moment I think of more than anything else is in those Clemson, Alabama pregames.
Mm-hmm.
And they do the whole week from Clemson and the whole week from Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
And he's in the Alabama football facility.
Yeah.
And they're playing ping pong. And he's got his sport coat off and he's got his tie and his heavy starch.
Right.
Shirt. And he's playing ping pong, but he's got one hand in his pants pocket.
Yeah.
And he's playing, he's looking as cool can be. Looks like a Hager commercial. You know? Joe Tessitore, Mr. Plastic. He reminds me a little bit of like Matt, what was the old Today Show guy?
Matt Lauer?
Yeah. Just really, really smooth. Anyway, Skip writes in, if Chad Morris had any kind of success at Arkansas, will he be rewarded with more money than he could ever imagine? Arkansas has deep pockets. Yeah, they got that Walmart money.
That Walmart Jerry Jones money?
Yes. Some of that deep, deep pockets. So, look, they're starving for it at Arkansas. It's been a long, long time at Arkansas. As a matter of fact, before I take a break, I've got a minute or two to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an idea of Arkansas football year by year, because it's been a while, man. Like, it's just been so long.
It's since they had to put a old boy up from Louisville in that neck brace. That's how long it's been since they've been half decent, right? I'll never forget the photo of him with the Sugar Bowl hat and the black eye and all Bobby doing his best work.
It's hard to believe that they could be that bad for that long. Arkansas, I gave you the A&M stuff now. Now, Arkansas's not as bad as A&M. Arkansas in the last, let me see this here. Let me give you the times that they've won a conference championship. You've got to go back to 1989 with Ken Hatfield.
Okay.
For the last championship. Arkansas under Brett Bielema was, that's not right. That conference was? That's not right. Anyway, Arkansas is the last time that, well, they won 11 games under Petrino, 10 games under Petrino. You're right about those two deals.
Mm-hmm.
Houston Nutt won 10 games his last year.
The Reverend.
That's since 1989, they've had three double-digit win seasons.
And it was right there, that little block of.
Yeah.
Wow.
Since 1989. The last time they won the Cotton Bowl with Petrino there and finished fifth in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas has one top 10 finish since 1982.
Ooh.
Since that, since Danny Ford was there, all right? You go back to 1989 when Ken Hatfield was there. One, two, three, four. They finished in the top 25 five times.
Ouch.
It's amazing you can be that bad for that long.
Right.
Since 1989, three double-digit win seasons. That's crazy, man.
I just, like I said yesterday when we were going through the A&M stuff, it makes me that much more thankful for these 10-win-plus seasons we've had consecutively now going on.
No doubt. Matt writes in, if a course was in the shape that Carnoustie's in, U.S. folks would be all up in arms complaining about it. Why is it okay over there? And he says, by the way, I love the Link Style Golf. I agree with you, Matt. It's just what they do. They let it happen. They don't trick it up to happen that way. Like, here we have to trick it up to do it that way. Over there, that's just how we've accepted it's how it always has been, how it always will be.
Right.
Hope that makes some sense. But that's a good point. I love the Link Style Golf. I love bouncy golf. It's going to be interesting to see. Hey, Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158, 404-8158. Yet another loyal listener got in touch with me yesterday and said, Mickey, thank you so much for turning us on to these folks, these good people. Daniel, Emmanuel, and Tim did a great job. Our garage floor looks great. We hang out in our garage. We open our garage doors up. We show off our garage in our neighborhood. Neighbors come by and look at it. It's a great deal. I've got another friend of mine to play golf with that's having his, he's got a huge garage, by the way, having his huge garage done. And I love this idea. I love what these guys are doing. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist. It is a high performance epoxy based flooring. Get in touch with them. 404-8158. Call them today. Set the appointment up today. I guarantee you that you're going to love it. And I love getting those emails. Keep sending them, folks, just how awesome it is. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. Again, 404-8158. Chad from Columbia and Ed Orgeron after a short break right after this.
You know what you could use right now? Flavor. And the best place to find a flavorful breakfast biscuit served all day, every day? Bojangles. Head to Bojangles and get two sausage biscuits for just $2.50. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Trucks cost less and travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. You can't go wrong with a Ford truck and money in your pocket. Check out the 2018 Ford F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and $2,500 rebate. There are never any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. A 2018 F-150 XLT with 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit and a $2,500 rebate. Nearly 90 years in business, George Coleman Ford.
The Senior League World Series returns to the J.B. Red Owens Sports Complex in Easley starting July 28th, and you could be there. Listen to 105.5 The Roar WCCP for your chance to win tickets to the championships to see tomorrow's baseball stars today.
With summer here, shouldn't you look as hot as a burger on the grill? If you want to look and feel as hot as noon on a summer day in the South, call Urban Nirvana. With the best stylists around, you'll get the kind of pampering you deserve, and the day spa will have you feeling as cool as a cucumber. And being able to buy a gift certificate online is better than a splash in the pool. Log on to urbannirvana.com, buy your gift certificate, and print it right from your own computer. Urban Nirvana, Magpie Station in downtown Greenville.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive, truly free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must text now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Just text Red to 474747 to participate in our free nationwide trial. Text Red to 474747 and be one of the thousands to proudly say, I take Red. Text RED to 474747.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. What about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Weiler Show is on the air.
This is the one they're talking about.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Seth.
I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me.
Friends over at Granger Nissan want you to enjoy your summer. They'd love for you to enjoy it in a brand new vehicle. They've got all kinds of cars, trucks, SUVs for every person in the family. Get the most out of your trade-in. Get the most out of their service department. Let them take a – really just introduce themselves to you and let them take care of you and just meet them and greet them and learn a little more about their line and let them – really let them look, you know, for you, for what you're looking for. They want to serve you. It's for friends at Granger Nissan of Anderson, 3510 Clemson Boulevard, home of the Lifetime Powertrain Warranty and also very proud partners of the Clemson Tigers. Speaking of Clemson, Chad from Columbia held very patiently. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
Doing good, Meg. Hey, three things. Number one, I call him Morello because he breaks news, right? So today his breaking news was South Carolina's offensive line coach is looking for athletic, aggressive linemen. They have the physical and mental makeup he's looking for. I mean, Mickey, can you find an offensive line coach in America, regardless of this middle school, high school, college, NFL, that's looking for non-athletic, passive offensive linemen?
Now, you know, as fans, we want to believe that the new guy is so much better than the old guy, and because we got to have hope, man.
Yeah, no hope, man. Number two, do you pay Morello for those segments?
No.
So I got an idea. I suggested bringing on either Ohio State or a Bama insider because they're our rivals now, okay? Today, we can let him off softly because you're not paying him, right? He can save up and buy a new cell phone. So
yeah,
work that extra 15, 20 minutes and buy you a phone, okay?
Yeah.
All right, number three, Mick, last thing, the main reason for my call. South Carolina promoted McClendon, right, to OC. I kind of feel like Mickey for his recruiting abilities. Because I mean, he's never called plays, right? Never called plays for a middle school. So they promote him for his recruiting abilities and maybe even kind of a package deal because you got maybe a future left tackle and, you know, his nephew or whatever, cousin. Mickey, is it damning to the program? Is it maybe Muschamp have a little buyer's remorse? You can't even get a relative, you know, and now you're stuck with him as OC. I want to get your thoughts on that, and I'll just hang up and listen.
Thank you, Chad. Chad's a fence sitter. I don't know where he stands on any of this. Hey, at least Bobby Bentley got his son. You know?
Well, when that kid turns 18, he's going to be a heck of a quarterback.
Texter said, look, I don't know. I don't know how good the McClendon kid was. I don't know what his relationship was. Brian McClendon is 1-0 as an offensive coordinator. Beat Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan.
Michigan.
How did he do in that game yards-wise? Look that one up for you right quick. They scored 20. I'm just scoring that one. 26-19.
Okay.
Had, against Michigan, 300 yards of offense. 61 yards rushing, 239 through the year. Mm, 13 first downs. Wasn't a great offense. But Michigan's supposed to have a pretty good defense, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Gamecocks win the turnover battle? Didn't they win the big turnover battle in that one? Yeah, they're +2 in the turnover battle. When South Carolina wins the turnover battle, they won it against A&M, and I mean against NC State, and they won that one. They won it against Missouri +3. They won that one. They won it against Arkansas. That's 3-0. They're +4 against Arkansas. That's 3-0. Won it against Vanderbilt. That's 4-0. Won it against Wofford. That's 5-0. Won it against Michigan. 6-0 and won the turnover battle last year. You gotta win the turnover battle.
Absolutely.
A texter said, when you're doing Joe Tessitore, you had to say Alabama every other word. That's true. It's a very good point. Welcome back, Alabama, to Joe. Alabama Tessa, Alabama Tour.
Gosh, I can't stand Tessitore.
God. He's so smooth, man.
He can be as smooth as he wants.
Eyebrows go up. One goes down, and I look really sophisticated.
This is when we kind of need to have like some Facebook Live or a simulcast or something so they can see the eyebrows. It's
yeah, because
got a little Dwayne Johnson going
cool.
On.
I put one hand in my pocket to play ping pong at Alabama.
It just means more.
Gamecock fans hate Chad. Boy, I bet Chad in Columbia is just a fun to hang out with. So daggum negative about everything and hates on everything unless it's Clemson. Next guy said Chad's a jackass. Here's an interesting question on our Twitter feed. He goes, serious South Carolina question. If South Carolina has a great season, what happened? If they have a train wreck, then what happened?
Okay.
I think a great season is beating everybody but Georgia and Clemson. I think 10-2, losing to Georgia, losing to Clemson, playing a little closer, having some sort of chance. That's a great season.
First downs.
Come on.
Sorry.
A train wreck.
It would be another 3-9, right?
They can't.
I don't see that happening, but that would be the.
A train wreck.
Because that's a pretty big train wreck. That's as bad as it gets, right?
They beat Coastal no matter what. You play your D game and beat Coastal.
Okay.
You play your D game and beat Marshall.
Okay. And what is... I can't remember their game before. So is it Chattanooga or...
You play your D game and beat Chattanooga.
Okay. It was Chattanooga. All right. So there's your three.
Between Vanderbilt, Kentucky, Missouri, A&M, Tennessee, Ole Miss...
I'm going to toss Kentucky
Florida.
Out of that. If we're talking train wrecks, we can't put Kentucky over there in the one column.
No, train wreck-wise, like Bentley gets hurt or something, right? Like,
yeah, which obviously no one ever wants.
Could you go 3-4 against, again, now let me get this to you. We're going to give them a win. Coastal's a win no matter what.
Right.
That's one win. Marshall's a win no matter what. Chattanooga's a win no matter what.
Okay.
We're going to give them a Georgia loss no matter what and a Clemson loss no matter what.
Okay. So we're at 3-2 there.
All right. There's 7 games left on the schedule.
Okay.
Vanderbilt, Kentucky, Missouri, A&M, Tennessee, Ole Miss, and Florida. I think 3-4 will be train wreck, so that would be 6-6.
Really?
Yeah, man. I mean, look.
I would say if we're going train wreck, it's the worst case scenario. You lose them all.
But how do you lose?
They're not going to lose to Vanderbilt.
Right.
Okay. Right, Kentucky. Missouri could throw it all over. If Drew Locke comes in hot. We're talking train wreck here. I'm not talking my prediction.
Terrible.
I'm talking train wreck. Yeah.
Missouri, let me remind you, Missouri's terrible. Everybody talks about Missouri's end of the year last year.
Well, they didn't play anybody.
Idaho, UConn, Florida, Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Arkansas.
Don't sleep on the Huskies at UConn, okay?
Come on.
And, well, I guess.
They beat Missouri. They beat Vanderbilt.
Okay.
Man, Ole Miss is a probation wreck.
That's true, but they're playing with house money down in Oxford.
No. Tennessee's terrible.
Yeah.
And that's at home. I say train wreck would be
3-4 in those games, 6-6 overall.
Yeah. That's train wreck. I think the worst they could do is 7-5. I mean,
no, and that's you're saying train wreck like as if through this conversation. I mean, you say as if Bentley got injured, you said
you can't go into a season saying, "Well, Bentley's going to get hurt this year."
No, obviously not. And you don't want that. You want the best players to play and put out the best product. You want health for all the players,
if Bentley is healthy,
right?
Between Vanderbilt, Kentucky,
give them a split.
Missouri, A&M.
I see A&M beating them, and I see Kentucky beating them.
Right, a split though.
A split, yeah.
And then Tennessee, Ole Miss, and Florida.
I could see him taking two out of the three.
Right. So worst case scenario.
And best case scenario for me is two out of those three. That's just me personally.
All right.
Worst case scenario would be.
So give me that. I think 10-2 is a ceiling. You don't believe that?
As the ceiling? Yes, yeah. 10-2 is the ceiling.
All right, what's the floor?
4-8.
No.
5-7?
No. Man, look, Coastal, Marshall, 5-7, Chattanooga's 3.
Okay. Give me Vanderbilt is 4.
Right.
Okay.
Mississippi's terrible.
Mississippi is better than I think people think. I don't think they're that good. I don't think they're that good, but we're talking the floor here. I'm not talking my prediction. I think they will beat them, but if we're talking the floor of the season.
No way. 7-5 floor.
Okay.
10-2, 7-5. That's it.
All right.
Texas said Coastal took Arkansas to wire. They did.
They did.
They did take Arkansas to wire.
I mean, they call it the Fun Belt for a reason. They can play some football down there. Not elite football, but they can play it.
Texas said Mickey just used this opportunity to diss our schedule. No, you're when considering who you are and your program, you have to talk about scheduling. According to Phil Steele's magazine, you're not one of the top 55 schedules in the country. So,
yeah.
I mean, I have to consider that.
And if anything, you're being kind of kind to them, versus from where I'm sitting.
QCT said South Carolina didn't play in a major bowl game during that streak, not one, so they're not elite. He also says that they almost lost to Louisiana Tech, needed a miracle long pass and a get to field goal range. Their D lost the game, the Citadel, the lack of talent and truth bomb. Nah, they're better than that now, though.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't happen now. The text says, why do you think USC regresses? I don't think they regress. There's no regression to it.
No. Is anything about regression?
But there's, I mean, I told you, I think they can go 10-2. I think they're a 9-3 squad this year. Maybe 8-4.
Okay.
Maybe. But I don't think that's a major, like, regression. Last year,
it's not a regression goes from 9-8. I mean, one game. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, last year you could have very easily lost to NC State. You could have very easily lost to Louisiana Tech. You could have very easily lost to Tennessee. You could have very easily lost to Vanderbilt. You could have very easily lost to Florida. I mean, there are some games in there that you won some games.
Well, you're kind of making my point. That's kind of what I'm saying. I'm not going to lock those up if last year they were such tough, closer games.
But what I'm telling you is you don't feel you feel really good about what Vanderbilt or Kentucky or Missouri or Texas A&M or Tennessee or Ole Miss or Florida are doing right now, because I don't.
No.
I don't feel good about any of it.
No, I don't either. I don't feel good. The only thing I feel good about in the SEC East is Georgia.
Right. Well, same Gamecock troller says, but we play number 2 and number 5 in the country, right? Yeah, you do, and that's why you have 2 losses, but that's it. That's the only 2 teams you'll play all year long. That's it. Simple as that. So, that's it. Texter also said he doesn't have ET in his top 78 running backs in the country. That's not true. That's Seth and Liberty. Seth, those are draft-eligible running backs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got to be a third-year player to be in that list.
Thank the Lord we get one more year.
Right. Factually, it's not the case.
Yes.
And a texter also makes a point that my troll says that you could have lost to NC State and Florida State. Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, we could have lost a couple of games.
No doubt.
But we didn't.
Right. And I don't think Clemson's losing to NC State this year.
Oh, no.
I don't think. Could be wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think.
That's why you play the games. That's why the season's not decided by you and I sitting here talking about it in July.
But what else I'm going to do is July, so I got to talk about
it. No, absolutely. It's fun to talk about, but play the games. Anything can happen on any given Saturday.
Yeah.
We've seen that time and time again.
I'll just go with the odds than percentages, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just play the odds.
It's a safe play.
We finish things up in this segment. I'll still let you hear from Ed Orgeron coming back after a break. Do want to tell you about the Ledbetter Academy at Katichi and the Junior Championship coming up. If you have a junior golfer, ages or grades 6 through 8 or 9 through 12 coming up, they've got awesome deal. The 6th through 8th graders are playing 18-hole tournament, 9 holes a day on August 4th and 5th. The high school kids, 9 through 12th, are playing 36 holes, 18 a day. It's a really good deal. They'll start about 1 o'clock both days, and this is the first one of these. David Ledbetter is committed to junior golf, and the Ledbetter Academy is committed to junior golf, and Katichi is committed to junior golf. So to sign up for it, get in touch with Jeff Gotham, one of the best teachers over in Hartwell, Georgia, at 706-856-3322. Jeff@katichi.com. This is a new event. Get in on the ground floor because this is going to be one of the best junior events in the South coming up pretty soon. Great golf course. They're going to love it. It's our great friends over at Katichi, the Katichi Junior Championship, August 4th and 5th. And like the middle school, that's just $70. High school kids, just $90. And paying a lot more than that for a lot of other tournaments out there. You're going to love that, folks, over at Katichi. CATEECHE.com. Call Jeff, 706-856-3322 for a really cool junior golf tournament there. Final segment. Let's hear from Ed Orgeron, our Brad Hughes Extra Forgiveness Award, EricNewton.com. 2 minute drill in the final segment right after this.
Hi, friends. Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. It's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
For many years, State Farm has taken great care of their customers. As a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, it's in my DNA to take care of my State Farm customers and add new ones to our family. I'm Daniel Weber, State Farm agent in Clemson. I'm proud of my family's Clemson heritage, and I'm proud of what State Farm offers its customers. Whether you're just getting started or need to add to your coverage, call me at 722-9083. We're here to help life go right.
Have you heard about the changes over at TD Garrison Arena? They are now offering event space rentals for banquets, parties, fundraisers, weddings, and more in their air-conditioned 10,000 square foot newly renovated cattle sales complex. Also ask about their full-service RV sites for football tailgating. Convenient 9-minute drive to the stadium. Call 864-646-2717 today to pre-book. Space is limited and will sell out quickly. Go Tigers! This ad was funded by the City of Clemson Accommodation Tax.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. Now is the time to buy with sweet rebates on 2018 Escape, Edge, or Explorer. $1,000 rebate and 0% financing for 72 months. Ford SUVs are capable, convenient, and versatile. And now you can own a 2018 Escape, Edge, or Explorer with 0% financing for 72 months with approved credit and $1,000 rebate. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Nearly 90 years in business, George Coleman Ford.
It's your daughter's graduation party, but you're not sure what to serve your family and friends? Don't worry, Tom's Barbecue has your back. Tom's Barbecue serves hundreds of catered events and knows what the people want. Good food. Brock here, owner of Tom's Barbecue with my wife Beth, and we understand the value of a great catered event. Whether it is a graduation party, wedding, company event, or birthday celebration, you name it, we can cater it. Give us a call at 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
I scream, you scream, let's all scream for Clemson University's new ice cream. Clemson's best gourmet ice cream, made with milk, fruits, and nuts, grown right here in South Carolina. Look for the certified SC label, a symbol of fresh food from local farms. Sold by the pint in homemade vanilla, strawberry shortcake, peaches and cream, and caramel butter pecan. Clemson's best gourmet ice cream in four delicious flavors and the favorite ice cream of the Clemson Tigers. For the official scoop, visit clemsonsbest.com.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
So, who did you wake up with?
Ah! It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on.
To be a part of SCCP today. I'm proud to have Rashard Lawrence, Devin White, Foster Morrow. Three outstanding football players on our football team, three outstanding leaders. And three great football players. It's kind of hard to choose three. We left so many good leaders at home, but these guys will be a great representation of the LSU Tigers. At LSU, we're excited. We're anxious to start fall camp after having such a great summer with Tommy Moffitt. I can't thank Tommy Moffitt enough and his strength staff for enabling us to do the job that we do as football coaches. When he does on our team on a daily basis, one of the best in the country. On offense, I'm so excited that Steve Insming is our offensive coordinator. As we all know, we took over interim coach. Steve's offense broke seven school records in eight games. He spread the ball around. He put the ball in our playmakers' hands in space and let them make plays. Great game day caller, able to make adjustments. Game plan, we're excited to have Steve Insming, a former LSU Tiger quarterback, to be our offensive coordinator, along with Jerry Sullivan, our passing game coordinator, one of the best in the country. We're happy to have Jerry. James Craig's our offensive line coach, has done a tremendous job already with our offensive line. We're going to be very strong in offensive line this year. Tommy Robinson has done a tremendous job with our running backs and training our running backs. And Mickey Joseph, think about this. Mickey Joseph recruits the city of New Orleans for us. In Mickey's first year as a recruiter at LSU, he brought in the number one wide receiver class in the country. I'm so proud of our offensive staff and what they're going to bring. If you're thinking about what we're going to do at LSU, we're going to be a spread offense, mainly from three wide receiver sets, four wide receiver sets, sometimes five. We're going to be 50-50. Throwing the football, running the football. Steve's going to do a great job of that. Some key competition in the fall camp, obviously, is going to be at quarterback. The addition of Joe Burrow has added to the competition that we already have at quarterback. We feel that Justin, Miles, Lowell are three excellent quarterbacks. We're going to let this thing play out and let the best man win. Like I said, we're excited about our young wide receiver core. We're excited about the young freshman we brought in. I feel like we're going to be very strong on the offensive line, led by Garrett Brumfield. Our tremendous guard has a lot of playing experience at LSU. And excited about Damian Lewis, a young offensive guard brought in from junior college that is strong and he's physical. At running back position, we feel like we have two or three outstanding running backs. They haven't proved themselves yet. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Nick Brossette, and I want to see what Chris Curry gets to do. So on offense, we're excited about what's going to go on, excited about everything that's happening with Coach Ensminger and his installation of the offense. On defense, obviously, Dave Aranda has done a fantastic job. We feel like we have the best defensive coordinator in all the land. And you're going to see more of Dave's defense this year, more of a blitzing attacking style. We feel that we have two of the best defensive players in the country returning, in Devin White, linebacker, and Greedy Williams at quarterback. We have a front seven that's going to be able to rotate. We're two deep, led by Rashard Lawrence, who's here with us today, and then Kelavon Chassard, outside linebacker, who's going to take Arden Key's place. We have to find another cornerback. The cornerback position is going to be excited to see in fall camp. We brought in Terrence Alexander, a graduate transfer from Stanford, who's going to have an opportunity to compete at that position. Calvin Joseph, one of our top signees from the state of Louisiana at cornerback. John Trey Kirkland and Kerry Vincent. It'll be exciting to see who is going to be that other cornerback. On special teams, I'm excited to have Greg McMahon be able to coach at a full-time position. Last year, he was an analyst, and we're excited about the signee of Cole Tracy. We feel that Cole's the best graduate transfer kicker that we can get out there. We're excited to see him in camp and see what he can do for us and earn the starting spot at the kicker. Our 2000 recruiting class right now is very strong. I've stated several times that this is the best recruiting class in the state of Louisiana over several years. We have some very strong commitments in our class right now that's filling some important needs. One of the best things about this class is that we have young men from the state of Louisiana that are helping us recruit this class to make it very strong. We know that we have to finish very strong. We're excited about the direction that the recruiting's going for this class and the 2020 class. Any questions?
All right, that is Ed Orgeron, LSU head coach. Texas, is a Cookie Monster talking football now? Cookies.
Man, that 2000 recruiting class, that's
2000, man.
They've been on campus 18 years now. They better be ready to play at this point.
From La Rose, Louisiana. Have you spent time in Louisiana?
I have not. Always wanted to.
Let me say like this.
All right.
Louisiana's different.
Okay.
It's just a different place. I like it. It is a melting pot of cultures.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I have friends from there, and they're different. But man, I like it. I got to tell you, I do like it. With that said, Texas makes a good point. Sound like Orgeron circling the wagons. He does sound like a guy that is trying to be positive and talk about the future and talk about recruiting. Because it's going to be a long year at LSU, I feel like. And with that said, he's just in his third year and he needs some positive things going on. And so that's when you talk about recruiting. You know, we did this thing of Arkansas and Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
LSU's another one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They've had some success there. 8. I'll tell you this, though. Since 1973,
mm-hmm.
they've had 8 top 10 seasons.
Since really?
73. Yeah. The problem at LSU is you've had so much turnover. People don't stay at LSU 20 years. Charlie McClendon was there for 17. Stovall was there for 4. Arnsberger was there for 3. Archer was there for 4. Curly Hallman was there for 4. Jerry DiNardo was there for 4. Nick Saban was there for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Les Miles was the guy.
Right.
And now Orgeron there is going to his third year. They should be national championship contenders every single year. But it just doesn't really work out that way. It's just I don't know. They just mess it up sometimes. With that said, it is a It's an underachieving program, in my opinion. With the recruits that they have there in that state.
Mm-hmm.
State Louisiana. I don't do a good Orgeron. I shouldn't have. Texas said I flipped over. Thought it was some kind of spoof ad. But it's not.
You may not be able to do an Orgeron, but you could do a Joe Tessitore discussing Ed Orgeron.
How in the world he's going to beat Alabama is beyond me. Ed Orgeron. They should get more out of what they have there, though, mm-hmm. I feel like.
I'd agree.
And thinking back to it, they lost the national championship game in 2011. Since then, Chick-fil-A, Outback, Music City, Texas, Citrus. Just need to do better. Stadium support, great region. Just need to do better there, in my opinion. Should do better. Sleeping Giant, in my opinion. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get touch with bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friends Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forget some of the sports every single day because that's what Allstate does. That's what Brad Hughes and his great folks do. They forgive drivers. We forgive some of the sports. Today I'll forgive Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka. They're off the hook.
They're off the hook?
Yes. Bryce Harper interview last night got him off the hook. I'll put Orgeron in there as well. Look, man, I'm no rocket scientist, okay?
Right.
Never claimed to be.
Right.
I'm not an intellect by any stretch of the imagination. But I wonder if you locked Orgeron, Bryce Harper, Johnson, and Koepka up in a room, untimed, and let them take the SAT, how would that work out for them?
It'd be fascinating
results. The verbal wouldn't be very good, I can tell you that. Between all those guys, they're worth $500 million, but I'm not sure they can count half their money. Anyway, Bryce Harper last night, man. That, in case you didn't see it, it might be the most riveting interview in sports ever. Bryce, you broke the record, man. Great job. You won in your hometown. How did that feel? Oh, woo. Man, that was something. I mean, what are you supposed to say about home run derby, I guess, but. Yeah.
Hit the ball really far.
Bryce, you did it in front of his hometown fans. How does that feel? Woo, I tell you. Boy, these fans. Yeah. I think his headband was on too tight.
It looked like it.
I think maybe cut his circulation off to the two brain cells that are bouncing around his cranium. Oh, man.
Well, he's not able to afford.
Yeah.
A lot more.
He sounded like Jeff Gordon. Remember when Jeff Gordon would win, he'd win like 37 races in a row. He crossed the finish line, and he knew he was being taped on TV. Like, woo, can't believe it. Woo, yeah, we won. Yeah, woo, you guys are awesome, man. You guys are awesome. You guys are awesome. I'm happy. We finish things up as we always do with our 2-minute drill.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
All right, Dave, my 2-minute drill is, you know, we're talking about how it's talk season. Well, it's also watch list season. Cleveland Farrell, Dexter Lawrence, and Christian Wilkins were all Garner Bednarik watch list selections. And Kelly Bryant, Travis Etienne, and Christian Wilkins all earned Maxwell watch list selections.
That's pretty cool, man. These, like, who's not on the watch list, though?
I don't know.
Like, what does the watch list mean?
I don't know. I feel like, do you have to make the watch list in order to win the award?
No.
Oh, well then.
My dad Something always said about. This about Heisman candidates. My dad always said, isn't every player that plays college football, aren't they all a Heisman candidate? I mean, really, if you think about it.
I've never thought that's
I mean, what,
very
what
true.
If a guy that's not nobody's ever heard of right now kicks 42 field goals this year? He's not a Lou Groza Award candidate right now.
No.
But He could win the award.
He very well could.
Okay. My Time Insurance brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com for all real estate needs. This is my great friend, EricNewton.com. Get in touch with the full service real estate company. My Time Insurance quickly is CBS Sports 9 to 12. That's bad news because I don't really enjoy that much, but I can tell you great news is 12 to 3. Stay tuned. You're going to love it. Dabo and Venables and all the assistant coaches, you're going to absolutely love that. John, great job. Tony Morrell, great job. Callers, sponsors, listeners, texters, tweeters, emailers, great job. Folks, I hope you have a wonderful Tuesday. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you on the radio.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.